In the last episode, I talked about the shocking disappearance of the Young God podcast from Spotify. At the time, we didn't know why. It was just gone. No warning, no explanation. But now we do. And it's even worse than we thought. Rodney's podcast wasn't just removed, it was erased before some of the episodes even existed in public. Spotify took down drafts, episodes that hadn't even been released yet. Now that means that they weren't just reacting to content that violated some policy. They were preemptively shutting down ideas. Let that sink in. Now this goes beyond Rodney. This is all about us as independent podcasters, especially in Africa. It raises a big question. Who really owns our content? Where should we be hosting our shows in 2025 to make sure that this never happens again?
This is Into the Podverse with Tony Doe. Podcast innovations, challenges, opportunities, and culture from an African perspective.
So let's rewind. Last episode, we were left with nothing but speculation. Some thought it was a glitch, others wondered if Rodney had unknowingly violated some vague policy buried deep in Spotify's terms of service. But as more details came to light, the picture became clearer and a whole lot more disturbing. Rodney's upcoming episodes, Sexual Intelligence 2 and Original Sin, were flagged before they were even published. According to an inside source, Spotify had access to his drafts and didn't like the direction his content was going. So, they erased it. Just like that. No explanation, no appeal. This changes everything. It's not just about deplatforming, it's about platforms deciding what conversations are even allowed to begin. It's about power. And if you're an independent podcaster relying on Spotify, you need to ask yourself, how safe is my show? Podcasting was supposed to be a free space. No gatekeepers, just an RSS feed in your voice. But over time, big platforms like Spotify, Apple, YouTube even have swooped in. They promised reach, tools, and even money. And a lot of us bought in. But now we're seeing the cost. Rodney's case proves it. If a platform can access your drafts before you even hit publish, then your podcast isn't really yours, is it? They're not just taking down content. They are deciding what can't even exist. It's like the movie Minority Report, where people get arrested for crimes they haven't committed yet. Except now, it's our ideas that are being shut down before they ever get heard. And that's not just deplatforming, that's preemptive censorship. And if they can do it to Rodney, what's stopping them from doing it to you? So where do we go from here? If you're serious about podcasting in 2025, you need to be thinking about ownership. And here are three things to consider. 1. Self-hosting and independent platforms. Platforms like Captivate, Transistor, and Jamit give you control. If you own your RSS feed, no one can delete your show overnight. Email lists and direct subscriptions. If your audience only knows you on Spotify, you're at risk. Build an email list. Offer private RSS feeds. Explore payment support systems like Patreon, Supercast. Make sure your listeners can even find you if the big platforms erase you. Speaking of Patreon and Supercast, I'm looking forward to African platforms that can function in the capacity that these two do. Because even for these platforms, there's still a dependence on PayPal or Stripe, which of course we know is difficult to access here on the continent. Make sure your listeners can find you, even if the big platforms erase you. Web3 and blockchain podcasting. This is not just hype. Decentralized hosting means your podcast is stored on blockchain networks where no single company can take it down. Imagine never having to worry about being deleted again. Now that is the future. If you're going to host your show somewhere in 2025, ask yourself, 1. Do I own my content? 2. Can they remove my show without warning? Always read the fine print. 3. Can I distribute my podcast anywhere or am I locked in? And don't just go by what the terms and conditions say. Look at how the platform actually treats creators. Spotify has made its stance clear. Now it's up to us to decide where we put our trust. Rodney's story is a warning, but it's also a wake-up call. The future of podcasting isn't in walled gardens owned by tech giants. It's in independent hosting, direct audience relationships, and platforms that respect creators. If we don't take control now, we're just waiting for the next policy change to silence us. And when that happens, your podcast disappears overnight. So what's your next move?
That's it for this episode. Subscribe, share, and connect at Tony Doe Media. See you in the Podverse.